Georgia. Tomorrow's primary will send a strong signal on former President Trump's influence over the Republican Party. In the GOP primary for governor, he is backing former Senator David Perdue, who is way behind the incumbent Brian Kemp. Trump has also endorsed an election denier in a tight race for Secretary of State. That's the person who oversees elections. There's also a Senate race on the ballot, and Democrats are watching Stacey Abrams' power to get people to the polls. Recall President Biden won Georgia by a mere 11,000 votes 2 years ago. With us now from Atlanta is Rahul Bali, following all this for member station WABE. Rahul, Governor Kemp has a lot of big-name Republicans backing him, with the notable exception of Donald Trump. Seems like that may be enough. He has a big lead over David Perdue.
He does, and we've been watching those numbers. And here's the important number that people need to know. 50%. In the state of Georgia, you have to get 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. And that's really going to be the magic number, not the margin or anything else. That's what we're going to be watching for. As for who's supporting and who's campaigning, today is about the last White House. Former President Donald Trump is going to hold a telephone rally for David Perdue this evening, while former Vice President Mike Pence is going to rally here in Atlanta this evening for the current governor and the incumbent, Brian Kemp.
Mm. Oh, wow. Now, on the campaign trail, you spoke to a voter named Lee in Commerce, Georgia, who notes that Trump continues to hammer on election fraud charges, which are false.
Here's the thing. The vast majority of Republican and conservative voters I talked to believe something happened. Whether the election was completely stolen or there were problems or what, they believe something happened. But then what happens next? You have some voters who they want to take it out on the governor, the Secretary of State race you mentioned. They even the Attorney General's race has come up. But then you have other voters like Lee, who didn't give his last name. He's from Commerce, Georgia. He's a Trump supporter, but he's really, really worried about what's going to happen in November.
I'm afraid if you keep bringing it up, you're going to turn off a segment of our Republican conservative voters. I think that they might not come back and vote, you know, if it just keeps on and on. It was a fraud. You know, we need to talk issues.
Scott, Rahul, why this is important.
Is it your sense? Sorry to jump in. It's your sense that Lee represents a lot of Georgia voters?
I would say a large percentage. Because you have a mix of voters. You have some voters who they're not going to vote for anybody who's not Trump endorsed. That's a small percentage. Then the majority of voters I talk to, it's a mix. They may vote for the incumbent governor, Brian Kemp, but then they may vote for some Trump endorsed candidates. There are some Trump endorsed candidates that they don't even like. They're like, I love Donald Trump, but you know what? I'm not going to support his his endorsed candidate. The Trump endorsement is not automatic. I think that's the big takeaway from talking to voters. Just because Donald Trump endorsed someone, even Trump supporters, the most ardent ones, don't automatically mean that they're going to vote for that person.
Okay. On the other side of the ballot in the gubernatorial primary is Democrat Stacey Abrams. She's unopposed, which would set up a rematch against Kemp. Remind us what happened back in 2018. She never conceded, right?
Yeah, she was raising issues, you know, that were there problems, you know, around voting, different from what happened in 2020, but it was a close race. And in the end, Brian Kemp was elected. And part of that was powered by the endorsement of former President Trump.
Okay, the Secretary of State race, many of us remember the name Brad Raffensperger. He has been in that job and in that infamous phone call with President Trump that went public. He refused to find more votes that the president was requesting. He's in a close race, yeah?
Absolutely. There are four candidates in that race. There are three challengers, and those three challengers are all repeating some level of the false claims around the 2020 elections, led by the current Congressman Jody Heiss, and that's what he's centering his campaign around. And again, back to what I said earlier, you got to get 50% of the vote to avoid a runoff. That race looks like it is heading to a runoff between Raffensperger and Jody Heiss.
Okay, and finally on the Senate race, incumbent Democrat Raphael Warnock, Herschel Walker on the GOP side, are they likely to come up against each other in the general election?
That's what it's looking like. Raphael Warnock has minor opposition. Herschel Walker has been leading in the polls the whole way. And what this comes down to, this may be the seat that decides control of the U.S. Senate.
Important state, Rahul Bali is politics reporter for WABE in Georgia. Thanks so much.
Great to be on.